Blog Talk Radio.
To the Hard Love Radio Show. We're coming back to you live. I'm back from Japan. It was a great trip. I'm learning all about this new way of Skype into the program and everything like that. So sit back and relax. We have a great show planned for you today. The number here is 646-595-4311. I have one of my buddies, and I can also probably say a mentor of mine, who's actually here with me today. Robert, are you there?
I'm here, yes.
Hey, how you doing? Welcome to the show, man. You know, it's my first time using Skype in America. So I had some computer technical difficulties, but I'm here. And I just want to say I'm glad and happy that you're able to come through today.
Mm-hmm. I can hear you.
You hear me pretty well?
How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. You know, I remember you had me on your show probably a few months ago when I had just gotten to Japan, and we had a terrible connection, but it was a great show. And we're talking about walking on water, walking by faith, and so I guess it happened to the phone line, but I'm going to go right now to Darlene McQuay's I Believe, and we'll be right back.
Never leave me.
Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed that. Again, this is G. Wright. I have my mentor, a buddy of mine, a friend, Wesley Branch, on the line. Robert?
I enjoyed that song.
I'm glad you enjoyed it, man. Can you hear me better now?
Yeah, I can hear you very well. How you doing today? Happy Tuesday.
Oh, thank you so much. You know what, Robert, I tell you, you are someone really, I believe, who's taken Blog Talk Radio by storm, and, you know, with great programming, inspirational shows to really help encourage people in today's time. So I appreciate you.
Thank you, man. I appreciate you, too. Thank you so much. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm just trying to do what I do, and that is to encourage people, to enlighten people, to inspire people, and to encourage and enlighten and inspire myself. Because I have to tell you, man, I get a lot out of those programs, too. Of course, we do it for other people. But whenever you go to help someone else, inevitably you end up getting helped more than the people that you're trying to help. And that's exactly what happens for me every time I do that program. So thank you for noticing that.
Hey, anytime. I have to tell you that you are like one of my mentors. You know, you don't know it, but I'm letting you know on air that you're like one of my mentors because I see what you're doing. You're the one who told me and showed me how to do this from Japan. And then once I learned how to do it, my schedule was so crazy with how I could get internet because we only had one router. We only had one router to share between eight people.
Wow.
So one router could.
Say
again.
I was about to say, first of all, welcome back from Japan. I'm glad you're back in the area. You know you're my homeboy, so I'm so glad to have you back in the area where I can actually see you stateside.
I know, right? Yes, we got to get together
right.
and network this week, you know, so we can
talk. We won't tell the listeners how you stood me up yesterday. We won't talk about that. We'll move on from that.
Okay. You know what?
We'll let that go.
I'm sorry.
Yes, you did.
I'm going to talk a little bit about what's been going on because even just feedbacking off of the show where I actually called in to your show for, and one of the things you were talking about, we're talking about walking out water, right? And what happened was that, you know, I felt like, you know, I had walked out on the water. I made sure I'd done the things I was supposed to do, supposed to have done before I left, so that everything
right.
would be in, you know, decent and in order, because God wants us to do things decently in order and in order. You know, not to have everything just out in the open, just wild, and we don't know which direction we're going in. You know, it's, you know, at least, even when you at least do things in order, the way you treat people and leave things, you know, taken care of. So
it's so true.
Yeah. So your radio show, you had some female guests, and you remember the name of the show that you did that day when I called in?
The show that you did, we did with what's called All Things Are Possible. I named it after your CD, All Things Are Possible.
Yeah. You know what? I tell you this. You know, first of all, I thank you so much because I did go back and actually listen to the actual show, and it was a great show. You just couldn't hear.
You couldn't
hear me that much, but I enjoyed hearing you and the other guests.
We heard you make your point. We heard the story about how you walked out on faith and left what you were doing here to follow your dreams, and it's really not even a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity because you had been to Japan before. So we heard that. Your point was well made. I mean, we had a little bit of technical difficulties, but that's what happens, and the conversation ends up being what it's going to be, and God made sure that everything people were supposed to hear, they heard. So I was very happy with that show.
Well, thank you. Well, I got to tell you, but the story doesn't end. That was part one. Now I've come back to part two.
All right.
And part two was why I kind of missed it with you yesterday. Please forgive me. I'll make it up to you when I see you, all right?
I know that's right. So you're going to talk about all that. I want to hear, too. How much of that are you going to talk about?
Well, you know what? This is internet radio, and I want everybody up into my business, but I'm going to share what I feel they can share.
Okay. And you know what? Before you share that, let me just say, because that happens to me every Saturday morning when we do our program. I have things that I plan to say, but then in the moment, man, it's like therapy for me. I get on there and say things that I didn't even plan to say. And inevitably somebody will say, man, I really appreciated what you said, because it's the realness and the openness of the conversation that I think is a magnet for people who are also going through things, because we're all going through things in our lives. All of us are going through something. Everybody has a story. They might not tell you their whole story, but they have one. So I appreciate you sharing what you want to share about what's going on in your life right now, and I'm all ears.
Thanks. Well, this is what happened. I walked out in faith. You know, I'm a school teacher in Baltimore City Public Schools. I made sure everything was decently done and in order. I made sure I followed all the protocol. I spoke with the people I need to speak with. I gave my letter to the people I need to give my letters to let them know what was happening. I got insight on what I could do. And was told, you know what, you'll be able to return with no problem. You know, just come back. You know, there'll be no problem when you get back. And I'm like, oh, cool. And so while we were out there in Japan, I actually called back. And, you know, our tour actually was extended because they felt like, you know what, you guys are doing a great job here. So the tour was actually extended sometime, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so the tour was extended for another 7 weeks. So I called the officials I need to call. I called my principal and told her. She took a deep breath and said, okay, Mr. Wright, we're coming back. And I told her, you know, nothing. She just said, you know, just make sure you see me and you get back. Cool. You know, I'm getting everything in order. I came back to find letters. And these letters were basically just saying that I had left. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. You're breaking up a little bit.
Okay. I think I might not do Skype next time. Next time I think I might just call in. But what happened basically was that they had hearings and things like that about me not being there. And when I came back, it's like, okay, you can't work in Baltimore City Public Schools anymore. And I'm like, okay, what has been going on? You know?
I can hear you, yeah. I'm listening. I'm a captive audience.
Okay. So it's like, you know, you walk in water, you walk by faith, and I know that I was supposed to have gone. You know, I took pictures to show the kids. I did video feeds so I can show the kids as part of the curriculum and just show them, hey, you can actually go for your dreams. And I feel it was good for my students to see me leave. And even if I didn't necessarily go back to the same school, I could go by there and visit, show pictures, even possibly do an assembly and answer questions about my trip to Japan. Because most of the kids
there
haven't seen a black teacher, male teacher, go to Japan and come back.
And I remember you said on the program that we did with you that was part of your motivation for going, that you wanted the kids to see you, their teacher, pursuing your dream, and that would inspire them to pursue their dreams. I remember you making that point.
Yeah, so to come back and have all this material and have all these different things here and then to get that letter, I'm not going to lie, this has been a hard week. This has been a hard week, and I can share this with you guys. And I'm not even going and put my whole business out there. I'm just lightly going over it to prove that point that we talked about, all things are possible, that living this life, and going after our dreams and doing what we feel like God wants us to do, sometimes we have to step out on faith. And even though we've done our part and we follow the protocol, the enemy is always out there.
Mm-hmm.
The enemy is always
so
out
true.
There. And I'll tell you, I was blind swiped by this one, Robert. I was blind swiped. You know, it's like, where did this come from? Am I really, you know, but now that I look back over this, I see that my principal never never returned my phone calls. She never responded to my emails anymore. Whenever I would call, they put me on hold. She would never come. When they said, mm-hmm. oh, she's right here, let me get her for you, she never come. And it's like, you know, people go crazy nowadays over stuff like this. Because
right.
not only this.
People go postal these days over things like that. Right, right, right.
Listen, if I wasn't a Christian, Jesus, and I don't own firearms, so you guys, you don't have to report me. You don't have to report G-Wright, because G-Wright is not going to go up there and go AWOL on people. I'm not going to do that. That's not who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have too much to live mm-hmm. for. I'm not going to do that. But it put me in a place where I realized, you know what, this is what causes people to go out there and go crazy and do the crazy stuff that they do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so this, the biggest thing is this, you know, I've seen you walk out on faith. I've seen you walk out on faith as well
right.
and doing different endeavors that you're doing. And, but it's...
I'm walking on it right now, brother. I'm walking on faith every single day of my life. I'm walking on it.
You know, and for those who
listen, that's all I have.
Yeah, that's it. That is it.
Yeah.
Now, for those of you who just tuned in, you're listening to the Hard Love Radio Show. The number here is 646-595-4311. You can call in if you want to say something. Just press the one button. Now let me know that you're ready to come out the queue and come on air live. And I have none other than my Blog Talk fellow host of the show, the Robert Wesley Branch Show. This is Robert Wesley Branch, co-host, author, so many producer. There's so many different things. I can say who you are and what you do. And so, you know.
Brother, son.
Mentor.
Follower of Jesus Christ. A whole lot of things.
Yeah, you know, and I appreciate you, man. And it's amazing that even before doing the show, I remember your show. And I remember calling in and telling people, you know, you had to walk on water and walk by faith.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's amazing. We can't pick when we want to walk on faith. We can't pick when we want to walk by faith. Because the biggest thing is that I remember that story about Jesus and about Peter walking on the water. And once Peter began to notice that these waves are high, and this wind is really hitting my face. This water's hit my face, and I'm walking on water. He began to sink. And it's so tempting,
right.
It's so tempting in this season for me to look and say, they have trying to ruin my professional name and everything I worked hard for, and they're
mm-hmm.
trying to say that I can't work in Baltimore City Public Schools and I'd stay out for a year. When I was never told that I would be ineligible. I was told I would still be eligible to come back and start working. Whether I worked
at you know what, G, as I listen to you, I think about a couple of things. And the attack of the enemy that you mentioned aside, I'm thinking about as I'm listening to you, that when you pursue your dreams, when you make that choice to go after the thing that God has called you to do, somewhere in your spirit and in my spirit, I have to be willing to give up what is for what I know God wants to be in my life. And that's what I hear when I listen to you tell this story, because what you had when you left may not be, no matter what anyone said, may not be there when you get back. But if you stand in the choice that you made and that you know God would have had you made, then I'm okay with whatever goes by the wayside of my life. I have to be okay with that.
Yeah, you know, and I have to say that exactly what you're saying is the absolute truth. And when I was over there, you know, there's some things, you know, my thing is, look, let me go for everything. Let me go for it. This is the season to go for all your dreams. This is the season to go for it. And what God had told me early in this year was that this should be a year of restoration to people and their dreams. Maybe this is a way to push me to actually just do my thing. But
right.
same time, God also told me, I'm going to tell you this, God will set us up and he will get us prepared for what's about to happen. Before it happens, we might not understand it. Because I'm going to tell you this. Now, when I say God tells me this, you know, I want people to understand that if we open up our hearts and our minds and our spirits, God speaks to us all the time. We just have to listen. Sometimes we might say that I had an intuition or I had this thing, you know, but God was saying to me in my spirit last week before I came back here to the States, he was saying things are going to be different when you go back home. I just kept on hearing different.
Right.
Things are going to be different when you come back home. I kept hearing, I will fight your battles. You know, when I was on tour, and you know when you're on tour with other people and other walks of life, and when I say walks of life, you know, people, we all have our different walks of life. We all have a different road that we're walking. That's what makes our lives. Our decisions create our paths that we take. And when you put people on tour together and put them somewhere else, and they have not have been around each other that long, you know, the road they begin to walk for a certain time in life together for that season. And God was saying, I'll fight your battles. I thought God was talking about interpersonal stuff that was going on. I will fight your battles. I will stand up for you. You know, and I had no idea, Robert, that he was getting me ready to come back home to this.
I would like to hear what your process is, because I know for me, when things happen, part of my process is to say to myself, okay, Robert, what role do I have in this situation? What part did I play in what I'm experiencing right now? And once I begin to go through that, to walk it back and see what I did, what I said, what I thought, what I felt, walk it back and see how I contributed to whatever I'm experiencing, usually a negative thing. Once I get that, I can move on in peace. So I don't know where you are in your process, but have you thought about what could I have done differently in this situation?
You know what I thought? I'm going to be honest. I'm going to tell you what I thought. I thought that perhaps, possibly, when we got the extension for the tour, if I would have asked principal, do you have a problem with that? You know, do you have a problem with that? You know, how do you feel about that? You know, I just basically let her know that they extended the tour. We're going to stay longer for about 7 or 8 weeks. I wanted to call and let you know. But she never ever said, you know, Mr. Wright, I'm a little bit upset about it. She said, okay, when are you going to come back? I said, she said, okay, call me when you get back. The second you come back, call me. You know, and then after that, I might have spoken with her once, and she corresponded with me once, but she never, ever, ever did. And I felt like I went by the book. You know, I went by the book on everything. You know, I'm a proactive. If you know me, Robert, I'm a proactive person. So I will call you. I will get in touch with you. You know, Robert. Hey, Robert.
What you raise is something that happens to many, many people every single day, and that is they think because there was a conversation that communication actually occurred. And just because there's a conversation doesn't mean that communication actually happened, because communication takes someone to speak, someone to listen, and then it takes some understanding. So that's real communication. That's when the communication process is complete. And just because I said something and you said something doesn't mean that we heard one another, doesn't mean that we communicated with one another, doesn't mean that we understood what the other person said. It just means that we talked. So sometimes conversations are incomplete. They're incomplete until communication actually happens. And what you just described does not sound like communication actually happened. There was some talking that went on, but there was no understanding that was reached as a result of the talking that happened. So both parties, it sounds like, got surprised. I don't know all the details. I'm only reacting to what you've shared in this moment, but that's what it sounds like to me. I'm not sure there was full communication that occurred.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I'll say this. I made sure everything was done decently in order, and I made sure you know we communicated. So when I saw the different things that was, you know, I can't go into everything fully full detail, but when I saw the different mm-hmm. statements and stuff that was made, it was like, you know, how can that be when I actually had this conversation? We had the conversation. So we did have a conversation. It's just she stopped communicating with me. She stopped responding to my communication. And then when I read stuff, it's like, oh, well, why would she do that? And I think the biggest thing that goes on my mind is that how could she have done this to me? Mm-hmm. But I know what God said to me, I will fight your battles. You know, and the prayer that I'm getting right now, and people are praying for me, I'm praying, and I'm believing, but sometimes this can be a hard step. Even if I don't go back into teaching at that school or in that county in Baltimore City,
mm-hmm.
and I can go to county, I can go to other different parts of Maryland, but if I don't teach in Baltimore City any longer, you know, I've learned a valuable lesson. And I know I did what I was supposed to have done. I think the thing that makes me sad is the fact that I wasn't able to go back and see my kids to talk to them about this experience, to hopefully share with them that, hey, guess what? You can go for your dreams. Here are pictures. Here are different things of my trip, mm-hmm. about my trip, and answer their questions. Because I think kids,
right,
they need to see that there's something outside of the hood. There's something outside of the neighborhood. There's something outside of the street corners. You know, that they can actually mm-hmm. do something, that they're not worthless, that they can make it. If Mr. Wright can go, they can go.
Mm-hmm.
In whatever form they want to go in.
Mm-hmm. But that seems like it would be a big disappointment to you, because that was part of your motivation, as we talked about earlier, for actually taking the trip. Let me ask you this, though, because once I have gotten to a place where I know my role in whatever is happening, then I have to ask myself, how am I going to handle this moving forward? How am I going to process this, and how am I going to react to what is happening to me now? Are you at that place yet where you have a sort of game plan with how you've made peace that this is actually happening, but how am I going to respond to all of this? Are you clear about that?
Yeah, you know, pretty much I'll say where I'm right now. I've been in a place of shock, you know. I've been in a place of it is really happening. And then now I'm at a place, now I'm beginning to get to that place where the place that you're talking about right now, that place where you are basically saying, you know, come to peace. Okay, this is happening. You know,
mm-hmm,
God,
right.
God told me he would fight my battles. God also told me that this is a new season, that things are going to be different. So right now it's like matter of my standing on faith that I profess and the faith that I preach and share on radio. Now it's a matter of me putting to practice tell everyone else that they need to be doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like saying, even in the face of this situation, I'm going to trust you. Because just like God opened up this door out of nowhere, he can open up another door out of nowhere.
Right.
You know, and I guess like the game plan, now it's like, okay, now I have business ventures and different things that I've wanted to do. Maybe this is the opportunity, let me go ahead and do this. Maybe I need to go and audition mm-hmm. for some shows up in New York. Maybe I need to, whatever it is. You know, maybe I don't need to return to teaching in that aspect. Maybe I need to just
mm-hmm.
Just go in as a contractor, subcontractor, you know, and do some things. Or maybe just go ahead and get my master's. But whatever it is, I'm at that point right now where it's like, okay. I'm at the point of okay. I'm at the point of actually accepting that this is what's happening. God was preparing me. And I've got to put into practice I preach.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think
there's a very old Diana Ross and the Supremes song that's called "Let Me Go the Right Way," and it's such a teaching moment in life because most of the time it's not what happens to us, it's how it happens, and sometimes most of the sting is on how it happened, not that it happened. Because if you really sat and thought about it, like, you know, it's not that bad of a situation. It's just how it's unfolding that kind of stings a little bit. You want to be let go the right way, or you want to let somebody else go the right way so that everybody walks away feeling good about what just happened. And sometimes it doesn't always go down like that. And I know in my own life that tends to be what stings. I think about some of the situations that I have had early on in my professional career. I'm thinking of one in particular where I worked for a very high-profile woman, and I was young and ambitious in my early 20s. I'm 44 now. And I was doing work with her, and her star was rising, and she made it very clear to me one day that her star would be the only star rising in that organization. And I guess you could see that I was very young and ambitious, and I wanted to do a lot of things. And she made it clear to me that hers was the only star that was going to rise in that organization. And I looked at her, and I knew when I looked at her that it would probably be the last time that I saw her for a long time. And it was. When I left that day, I never came back. She called me the next day, way after the time that I was supposed to be there. And she said, "Well, where are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm not coming." She said, "What do you mean you're not coming? I have all this stuff for you to do." And I said, "I'm not coming. I'm not coming back." And I look back on that, and I regret the way that I handled that. So we parted ways, and I didn't see her again for years, years and years and years. And it ends up being a good story in that we ended up working together a couple of years ago on a TV project. But I didn't think that that relationship would be repaired because of the way I left. I was young and arrogant and left her the wrong way. And I've since learned to leave people the right way. And I want people to leave their experience with me the right way, a way that makes us all feel good about what went down. And what I hear in your voice is that you just don't feel good about the way that this process is playing out.
Yeah. You know, this has definitely been something that really opened up your eyes. And basically, like you said, it's a matter of what's really happening, what's really, really going on, and how you deal with it. Because I can go and I can get nasty, go crazy, you know what I'm saying? But that's not going to change the situation. God said, I will fight your battles. So I got to just keep my eyes on God and just know that he is going to fight my battles. You know? That no matter what is happening, he will. One, you know.
Well,
I don't have any
question about that, and I think all the believers out there who are listening to us and who are reflecting on their own lives and the things that they are going through right now, I don't think they have any question either that God will fight your battles and theirs. I ask myself this, though, because you're a leader, and you put yourself out as a leader and as a beacon of light for people, as do I. And when I do that every week with my writing and my radio show and the things that God has me involved in my life and is building in my life, I do have to realize that people are watching and people are looking and people are reading and people are listening. And so they're looking to see how I'm going to handle the situations in my life, particularly because I'm putting myself out there. So people are going to look. When you stand up in front of the glass window, you're going to get people who look. So I'm always asking myself, and I'm far from perfect, and anybody who reads anything that I've written or listen to the radio show that we do every week knows that I'm far from perfect, but I always have to remind myself that there are other people watching what I'm doing, and that makes me a lot, actually, more conscious about how I react and respond to the things that happen in my life. And it also increases my faith because I know that if God gave me this vision, he's going to give me the provision for it, and he's not going to let me fail in front of other people. He's not going to do that. I love that scripture that says, "Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Think about that.
Yes.
A table is prepared for me in the presence of my enemies. So God is not going to let me fail. In fact, he's going to make it so that I succeed in front of all the people who are looking, planning for, and expecting my failure. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
I know that. I know that. So I'm just saying all that to say that I'm saying that to say to ask you a question about how you are going to respond to this, because people are watching you. You're a leader, and so they're looking to see how you're going to handle this. Especially since you put it out there now in this conversation, they're going to look and see how you respond to that, how you allow this to unfold in your life.
You know, I think really what I have to do, I'm at the point right now, like I said, I've already said, okay, this is happening. You know, but I think at the same time, I'm also saying, okay, let me look at the bigger picture. You know, because
right.
God get me ready all last week before I returned. You know, he was getting me ready for everything before it actually even got here. And so it's like, okay, God, what's the bigger picture? You know, where do I need to go in? And I agree with you that I think the biggest thing that I have is what I preach. You know, if I write a song, All Things Are Possible, and I go around singing this, you know, I have to believe that. And I can't choose when I walk by faith. As you said earlier, about living daily. Now, it's something can come up and say, I'm going to believe that God's going to make everything all right. And I just go ahead and walk on it. But when things come unexpectedly, you know, I still have to say, I still trust in you, even though I'm still walking on water. See, I think sometimes, you know, think that we've completed one part of what we consider to be walking on water, that we're still on dry land. But what God has shown me, that I'm still walking on water. I still have to keep my focus on him. And if I don't, I will begin to sink because everything else is happening around me. So, well, I'm.
And we're all different. We're all different. And so, you know, I'm listening to you and I'm thinking about myself and I'm listening to you. We're all different. We all deal with things in a different way. I think God's faithfulness is unquestionable. It's unquestioned. So I don't spend a lot of time focusing on God's faithfulness because I know that that's going to be there. I also know that I have to work with him. You know, it's me. You know, it's me doing the walking. It's me putting one foot in front of the other, knowing that God is going to be faithful. So what do you think you have to do to work with the faithfulness of God?
I think what I have to do and what I have to do is continually praise him, continually pray, continually worship him, get up off my butt, stop trying to feel sad and sorry for what's happening, and get out there, you know, get out there, get dressed, see what's going to happen, go out there, expect God to open up a door.
Amen, brother.
You know.
Amen.
What are you going to say?
That's my philosophy, and this is what I do every single day on my walk of faith, because, Gregory, I'm out here walking on faith just like you, pursuing my dreams, trying to be all that God wants me to be. And he works with me this way. He tells me, I remember a few years ago when I first started my business, and I was walking every morning like I do now, and I do my meditation on my walk 5 miles every morning. And God said to me one morning, the Holy Spirit just spoke to me, just whispered in my ear and said, you are getting up every day and hustling, trying to get it all done. And what I want you to do is to get up and give whatever you're doing your all. There's a difference. Don't try to get it all done. Give what you do your all. And that was a major key for me. So now what I do is I get up and I use every resource at my disposal, everything God has placed in my life right now. If I have 3 cameras in the house, I got 3 cameras going when I do the radio show. If I have internet access, I do my blog, my radio show, everything. I use every single resource and platform that God has given me right now today. I do the work. And at the end of the day, I can rest knowing that I did all I could, Lord, and then I expect the increase on the work that I've done. And that's what he's promised me. If you just do everything that you can do, I'll do the rest. And that's where my faith is. That's where my faith is, Gregory. That's where it is. If I don't do the work, I don't expect that. I'm like, okay, I didn't really do the work today, so I don't know what's going to happen. But when I get up and do everything that I can rest after that because I know that the increase, God will provide the increase on the labor that I put in.
You know what? I think that's it. I think you hit on the head. So for the past couple of days, I've been in that place of, I'm laying in bed. I'm going crazy. My jet lag is kicking in. Around noon, between noon and 7 p.m., I want to be asleep in the bed because Japan, that's the nighttime. So someone told me, you know what? Just get your rest. One friend just told me, just get your rest. I've seen my family, my mother, and maybe here and there, but just get your rest. Just get your rest. And that's what I did. I said, I just started just getting my rest. And so what I did today, not wearing a whole bunch, just today and possibly tomorrow, just rest, sleep, give my body a chance to get over the jet lag. People are doing what they're doing, investigating, doing what they do concerning this situation. And then just go ahead and get up. You know, don't stay in the house. Get up. Be proactive. Write down my goals. Revisit my goals. Revisit my dreams. And this is a catalyst to push me out to doing things that I'm believing God that he's going to do in my life, that I'm going to take advantage of that. But if I sit back and it's like revisiting the word, revisiting the songs and the music, and even the spirit preached even on Blog Talk, and then just saying, you know what, I'm going to trust you. I know that all things are possible. I'm going to believe that all things are possible. And no matter what happens, I'm going to say that you are still in control.
Yeah, and you know what, Gregory? I think people are hungry for practical steps that they can take in their life. And many times I think we get so philosophical and so spiritual that we forget the practical. And I think one of the most powerful things that believing people, myself included, can do in times that you're experiencing right now, and really in everyday life when there's uncertainty and fear that comes up, is just close your eyes, take a deep breath, and ask within the Holy Spirit, what do you want me to do next? Lord, what would you have me to do next? What is my next step? I know where I want to be. You know where you want me to be. But what's the next step to take today? And I think if we just take that step and ask for the next one and take that step and ask for the next one and take that step, then we'll get there in the moment, in the now, one step at a time. It's so easy with all the technology that we have available to us to live our lives in the future or either in the past. We either wake up on Wednesday thinking about Sunday or we wake up on Wednesday thinking about what we did last Friday night. Instead of waking up Wednesday and being with Wednesday, being with whatever the flow of Wednesday is, because that's where all the information, where all the wisdom is. It's right in this moment right now that God is going to speak to us, do for us, with us, and through us. It's right now. It's not last week. It's not next week. It's right in the moment, in the breath that he's given us right now. So sometimes we just got to put some things aside and stay in the moment, in faith, with gratitude, continuing to ask, Lord, what would you have me to do next?
You know, boy, let me tell you this. You are free. That's it. That's it, man. That's it. You know what? Yeah, that's it.
And let me just say this. I'm not telling you something that I've heard one day. I'm living this every single day. That's how I've been living for a year. Just so the listeners know, a year ago, December 31st, 2009, I walked away from a major corporate job. I was a TV producer for a network that you would know. and I walked away on faith from that position into the unknown, didn't know what I was going to do next, but I just took every step like I'm telling you and continue to take it every single day. My life is totally different from what it was when I had that job, when I had the town car coming to pick me up and go to the airport, when I would get to L.A. and the man would be standing there with the sign that says, Mr. Branch, you know, driving me to wherever I had to go. My life is totally different than that now, when I would get up every Saturday and go buy two or three new suits every Saturday just because I could, and that's the way I lived. My life is very different from that now, but I have had the best life in the last year than I've had in the last 43, because I get up every day and I'm blessed to do what I love to do. And I'm believing in faith that the rest will come. I know it will. God promised me that. And anybody listening who's in the same situation, he's promised you that too. And Greg, he's promised you that. It's going to come. You're doing what you love to do.
Yeah, you know, and even with that, it really wants to take the show to the next level. Really put my energy, all my energy into things that I love to do. Put my energy into people who are walking on the same path that I'm walking on.
Right.
Put my energy into people who are positive. I just want everything differently this year. And I started in Japan. Now I'm coming back, and it's like, even in the midst of this, not letting situation get the bigger part of me, let God need to get the bigger part of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I know that this is blessing people who are actually listening out there right now.
I believe that too. And let's take it to the next level if we can, because I don't know if you follow these traditions. Maybe some of our listeners don't follow these traditions, but I certainly am introspective about what I'm going to sacrifice. Tomorrow's Ash Wednesday. It's the beginning of the season of Lent, a period of sacrificing for Jesus. And this may sound very superficial, but in my life it means something, because I've decided what I'm going to sacrifice. You know, I've been working out for 6 months straight. I've exercised every single day for 6 months, and now I'm working with my diet. So I've created a healthy habit with my exercise. Now I'm trying to create a healthy habit with my food. And so I'm sacrificing rice and pasta and Pop-Tarts, because those are the three things that continue to challenge me in my healthy eating regimen. And I would just ask the listeners, I would ask you, not something that has to be shared now, but to think about what you want to sacrifice for Jesus to receive on your road to receiving something that you want to manifest in your life. Sometimes we got to give to get. You got to give up something to get what you really want. And that's what I meant earlier about this teaching position. I know you love there. I know you miss the kids. But if you followed your dream and you're standing in that 3 or 4 months that you were in Japan and that was the right thing for you to do, you gained way more than you may potentially lose by not going back to teaching. I believe that. And we have to be okay with the things that fall along the path in our lives on the way to our dreams. We have to be okay with that.
Yeah. You know, when I was away in Japan, I lost about 20 pounds, some 20 pounds, about 15, 20 pounds smaller than I was when I was here.
All that good sushi, huh?
Say again?
All that good sushi. I would have been in heaven in Japan with all that sushi.
Listen, I can handle this. I can handle this, the octopus and the squid all the time. But you know what? The food is different. And I probably lost more, but I'm not drinking a Coke every day. I drink some Coke because Coke is just better. Are you there?
Mm-hmm.
It is better. Yeah. But you know, I think that with you say Ash Wednesday coming up, I think what?
It's tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow. Well, I'm gonna give up negativity. When I say negativity. Yeah, that means that I'm not gonna in other words, worry. What I'm going to sacrifice is not worrying so much. We walk by faith, we say we make decisions and sometimes come up with those decisions that we make. I'm going to do sacrifices sitting on my tail not doing anything. Does that make sense?
Right. Well, say more
being
about
proactive.
That. Make sure I understand what you're saying. Right.
You understand? Instead of sitting around and worrying about...
And I think that's key. That's key. We have to stay busy doing what we know we should be doing. And I'm just saying it's that thing that you love. I have found my passion, Greg. I have found the thing that I am called. And our show this week on Blog Talk Radio, 10 o'clock Saturday morning, is called What Are You Born to Do? I have found that thing. I found that. And when you find that thing, you find your value and your purpose, and you want to get up every day and do that. You want to do that. I'm so busy doing that that it factors out a whole lot of unnecessary stuff that I would be doing. I don't even want to do that stuff no more. It doesn't even attract me. I want to stay healthy and fit and focused to do the thing that I'm called to do. It's a wonderful feeling.
You know, I'm just so blessed today to have your radio show. Because my first day back, I was like, I have to get my Robert Brandt, Wesley Brandt on here.
Well, I'm glad you asked me. It was truly my pleasure. It's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, and, you know, and I appreciate you even listening. And it's helping me to make sure that I stay focused on the bigger picture.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's amazing. I'm going to tell you what's going on. My cable has been out all week. You guys, my cable has been out all week. So I feel like I have been in Japan. So the communication, the only thing I have with the outside world is loud on the internet. My team, they've been trying to get my system to come on. It hasn't come on yet. TV, my internet, and out. And my files, everything is out. It's like I'm in Japan. You know, Japan, I couldn't understand mm-hmm. the TV. So I didn't watch TV. So it's amazing that all this stuff is happening simultaneously. But I'm encouraged, and I know that God said he's going to fight my battles. So what can I do on my end while he's fighting my battles? What can I do to make
it
a difference in my own life?
It always comes
you know,
back.
And that's the big thing. What can I do
to work with what God is already doing and has already done for me? What can I do to work with that?
Yeah. You know, the biggest thing is like you said, even being transparent with this situation and even sharing with you and with the listeners about what's going on is encouraging me, and I believe that this will encourage other people who are out there, going mm-hmm. through their own personal thing. You know, sometimes God will allow things to happen to put us on the right path and to keep us on the right path.
Yes. It's so true. And
you know,
I'm
encouraged.
Allow, because some people will say God will cause, and I don't think that God causes it, but I do think that God will allow. There was a sermon that was preached at my mom's church, the Sanctuary at Kingdom Square. And the name of the sermon was Accepting What God Allows. And I'm like, yes, sometimes we have to accept what God allows. We just have to accept it and move on from that place and build on what is.
You know, and that's it. That is it. Moving on. You know what? Let me tell you this, man. I'm about ready to get off this phone and just shout. You know, but I want to give a shout out real quick to my boy Dave Starks, who's listening. My girl Maria, and for all those other people who are listening, don't forget. They'll be back on again on this coming Thursday from 6 to 7. And I hope, you know, that Robert Wesley Branch, the Robert Wesley Branch Show, can come back again. In fact, I'm going to call you right after the show, Robert. Okay.
Call me quick because I go to bed early. I stayed up for you,
Robert.
Call me quick.
Okay.
I go to bed early.
Okay.
I stayed up late for you tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Thanks, man. Listen, can you get them your website?
Yes, robertwesleybranch.com, or you can go to blogtalkradio.com/robert-wesley-branch. And Wesley is W-E-S-L-E-Y.
Thank you, Robert, and I appreciate you being on my show. I'm going to have you on again really soon, and maybe possibly on Thursday, earlier than...
Thank you for having me. I appreciate you. I love you. I love the work that you're doing. I'm glad you're back, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, take care, and God bless.
You too.
And you guys, I'm going to leave you. Yes. You guys listen. I appreciate Robert Wesley Branch. He's a great man of God. Continue to check him out again at robertwesleybranch.com. Check me out at Robert at gwriteonline.com. And then my music is on iTunes. Just look for G Wright. And I'll see you on Thursday from 6 to 7. I'm going to leave you with my song, All Things Are Possible.
Life's been serving you some blow. Around every corner you see, thick clouds cover you in despair. You can't see your goal. You're about to lose hope. Well, don't give up. Don't give in. You've got to run this race in faith to win. All things are possible if you believe. Your dreams can come true if you walk in faith with me. All things are possible, yeah. The darkness around you, trying to hold you back. You don't think you will win. Just put your eyes on Jesus.
Put your eyes on him.
Then you'll succeed. So get on now.
Get on.
You have no time.